To Iraq now, where Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is enjoying a surge in popularity after several fresh military successes. Iraqi government forces, with American support, have taken on militias and insurgent groups in Basra, Baghdad, and Mosul. Now Iraqi troops are poised to launch another operation, this one against militias in the southern town of Amara. Some Iraqi lawmakers say the prime minister has a rare opportunity. He should use his new strength to revamp a weak cabinet and push key legislation through parliament. NPR's Corey Flintoff has the story from Baghdad.
The Iraqi army's first foray into the oil port of Basra in March was widely perceived as hasty and ill-planned. But with American military help, Nouri al-Maliki's troops eventually prevailed. They quickly followed up with an offensive against Mehdi army militia fighters in Sadr City, a Baghdad neighborhood of more than 2 million people that's largely been out of government control for the past 5 years.
He made a good step, Maliki. We were always asking him to do. He went against the militias, and he went first against the Shiite militias.
Mahmoud Othman is a Kurdish member of parliament who says Maliki made a wise calculation. As a Shiite Muslim, Maliki was seen as beholden to Shiite parties. Had he not attacked the Shiite militias first, Othman says, the prime minister would have been perceived as another sectarian protecting his own. It was only after the actions against fellow Shiites that Maliki turned his attention to al-Qaeda and other militant Sunni groups in the northern city of Mosul. The surge in popularity is a turnaround for Maliki, who'd been roundly criticized as weak, ineffective, and dependent on partisan interests. But he has yet to prove his effectiveness in his own government. This is Wamith Nathmi, a political science professor at Baghdad University.
Half of the cabinet have been resigned, and Maliki is doing nothing either to bring technocrats or to bring people from the other political parties.
Nathmi points out that although Maliki's political bloc won more votes than any other group in the 2005 election, it wasn't enough to gain a majority in parliament, so he's dependent on other parties in his coalition. To make matters worse, Nathmi says, Maliki's Dawa party is deeply divided, meaning the prime minister must also keep them happy by handing out ministerial jobs, regardless of competence. While many Iraqi politicians, though, decry what they say is incompetence and corruption in Maliki's government, they still want their share of the political pie. Dr. Ayad al-Samarai is head of the Iraqi Islamic Party, which is part of the biggest Sunni bloc in parliament. His bloc left Maliki's coalition last year and is now negotiating to get back. What does Samarai want in return for his support? Some posts in the cabinet.
If we are going to share or join the cabinet, then obviously we have the right to nominate the people who are to fulfill those positions.
Not everyone believes that Maliki's military successes have earned him popular support.
There were human rights violations in Basra. Many people were killed and wounded in the bloodshed.
Kamal Fawzi is a member of parliament loyal to anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, whose militia was the main target of Iraqi army operations in Basra and Sadr City. He says Shiites bore the brunt of the attacks, while Sunni insurgent leaders in Mosul were allowed to slip away before the army moved in. Fawzi says Maliki's party will suffer for it in provincial elections that are tentatively set for this fall. In central Baghdad, where security is better and business is brisk, attitudes towards Maliki are mixed. This is Hisham Ahmed, a 30-year-old businessman.
My opinion about Maliki is different now, especially after the military operations in Basra, Sadr City, and Mosul. I think security is about 70% better now, and his position is stronger.
Ahmed says if things keep getting better, he might vote for Maliki's party. Ali Saleh, a 45-year-old army officer, is less optimistic. He says he thinks Maliki was right to take military action, but that militias of all stripes remain a major problem.
We have Kurdish militias, Shiite militias, and Sunni militias, as well as others that work under cover of religion or anything else, and they are supported by the government.
Saleh says he doesn't support any politicians. In his words, they're all losers. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.